Hi, thanks for stopping by. Our poster on the air travel experiences of persons with dementia and their travel companions. A little background. The prevalence of Alzheimer's disease and related dementias, or ADRD, is increasing due to trends in aging and increased longevity. ADRD diagnoses do not necessarily end the desire or need for travel. And adverse outcomes like confusion and agitation can be exacerbated in overstimulating environments like airports. However, little research informs medical, airport, or caregiver guidelines for improving air travel with ADRD. Therefore, we built a survey to help identify challenges and facilitators to safe and comfortable airport navigation for this population. Our online survey used both quantitative data and qualitative open-ended questions where participants could describe their experiences with air travel. We had several topics ranging from booking to flights to airport navigation to landing at the destination. But here in this poster, we're highlighting findings from the security, navigation, and use of specific airport spaces. Information on our participants is on the left-hand side. We had 176 travel companions, or TC, and 48 persons with mild cognitive impairment or early-stage dementia who could consent to participate on their own. The left-hand side here has more information about their demographics and specific issues that they worried about or had to deal with at the airport, including hearing loss and potential for anxiety and confusion. Of note here, persons with MCI highlighted worry about getting lost or separated. And down at the bottom left-hand side, about 30% of travel companions report ever getting separated from their ADRD companion, and 43.2% of persons living with mild cognitive impairment report getting separated from the travel companion as a person living with dementia. And this seemed to often occur in security, where getting separated from their travel companion was a big source of worry and anxiety. Participants reported that they were separated from their companion, often because the TSA wouldn't let them stay together, saying it was against rules. And they also felt that the TSA separated them because they weren't paying attention to being told that they had a person or were a person with special dementia-related needs. And third, participants said they got separated because they were had their travel companion pulled for special screening. Overall, the security process was confusing, especially for persons with MCI, and they said they couldn't concentrate given the crowds and the rapidity with which TSA agents were explaining directions. Some facilitators in this area to security are, the opposite of the problems. Keep travel companions together. They suggested also having a special separate line for persons with visible and invisible disabilities that could be more calm and have specially trained agents who were a little bit more patient with persons going through security. In our survey, we found that this was sort of already being done in a way at the TSA pre-check line. They often reported having shorter lines and kinder agents, and they had fewer instructions like removing shoes to deal with that were confusing potentially to a person with dementia. They also suggested using having either the travel companions use and the airport staff recognize specific identifiers like the sunflower lanyard, which is bright purple with bright yellow sunflowers that signifies that they're a person with hidden disabilities and might need more special care through security and the airport. On the left-hand side, more challenges with navigation specifically, participants reported trouble with understanding loudspeaker announcements that were often hard to understand and too fast. They had trouble following airport signs in terms of getting around, and then physically, persons with dementia had trouble using moving walkways or traveling the great distances throughout the terminal. Overall, navigating the airport was confusing, overwhelming, and many of them felt like they needed more specific help just in terms of navigation. So actually, in terms of facilitators, participants who used the wheelchair assistance found that they essentially got that. They had help with a person who knew where they were going and needed to go, and they could overcome the long distances. Another potential solution to navigation issues, especially the trouble with the loudspeaker announcements, is offering text-based announcements either through airline apps and better advertised specific airport apps, which many do have. On the left-hand side, again, another challenge for specific airport spaces, the loud and busy, overstimulating nature of the airport space made it hard for extra hard for persons with dementia and their travel companions to get a moment to breathe. They also had trouble finding family restrooms. This was especially important for travel companions with more advanced ADRD companions of the opposite sex. These problems really speak exactly to their solutions. A quiet room, which some airports have, was found useful for many participants, though others didn't know such a thing could exist, and others had difficulty finding ones that they knew existed at the airport. This is similar to the need and solution of the family restrooms. Simply having more and more easily accessed family restrooms could really help travel companions of persons with ADRD and persons with MCI with travel companions work and use the bathroom. And so this is a basic walkthrough of some of our findings. If you have questions, feel free to email me at pet00140@umn.edu. I'd greatly suggest reading through the quotes here that really gives life to the lived experience of travel companions and the persons themselves living with dementia and their experiences with traversing the airports. That's it. Have a great conference.